With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Republican majority in the House once again failed to elect a speaker today as Jim Jordan fell short of the 217 votes needed. That's getting some Senate Republicans restless. Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee is among Republicans expressing frustration with the inability of House Republicans to elect a speaker.
Our colleagues in the House need to get their act together. They need to elect a speaker. This group of eight that staged all this, we've got people that need to grow up, get over themselves, and get back to the business of governing in this country.
Blackburn was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. The United States has vetoed a United Nations Security Council resolution that would have condemned Hamas's attack on Israel while calling for a pause in the fighting to allow humanitarian assistance into Gaza. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the U.N. should wait for the results of diplomatic efforts in Gaza before voting on a resolution.
We believe we need to let that diplomacy play out, especially when Secretary General Guterres, President Biden, Secretary Blinken, and regional actors are engaged in intensive dialogue on the very issues we are deliberating on today.
President Biden said Egypt's president has agreed to open a border crossing into Gaza to allow in 20 trucks with humanitarian aid. Mr. Biden said he spoke with Egypt President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi after his visit to Israel, where leaders there agreed to allow the aid in. Israel sealed off the Gaza Strip, stopping all entry of food, water, medicine, and fuel to its people following the Hamas attack on October 7th. White House officials said the aid would flow in the coming days. Biden says if Hamas confiscates the aid, it will end. This is SRN News. An anti-Israeli protester is killed by Hamas.
67-year-old Cindy Flash was born in Minnesota, emigrated to Israel, married her husband Igal, and then moved with him to Kfar Aza near the Gaza border. Her daughter tells CNN her mother was very dedicated to protesting Israeli military actions in Gaza. Sadly, Cindy and Igal Flash were murdered this month during the Hamas attack on Israel. Her daughter says terrorists killed them inside their home in the early hours of the attack. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is issuing a warning about Kyrgyzstan. The small former Soviet republic's about 90% Muslim, and there isn't much freedom for Christians to worship. The commission is especially concerned about Kyrgyzstan's extremist law, where religious groups have been banned as extremist organizations and members of those organizations targeted for their peaceful religious activities. This is SRN News. Amazon plans to test drone deliveries for medications. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Amazon says that customers in College Station, Texas, can now get prescriptions delivered by a drone within an hour of placing their order. The drone, programmed to fly from a delivery center with a secure pharmacy, will travel to the customer's address, descend to a height of about 13 feet, and drop a padded package. Amazon says customers will be able to choose from more than 500 medications, but not controlled substances. I'm Shelley Adler.
Starbucks sued the union organizing its workers Wednesday, saying a pro-Palestinian social media post from a union account angered hundreds of customers and damaged its reputation. Starbucks wants Workers United to stop using the name Starbucks Workers United for the branch that's organizing Starbucks workers. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.